Two Dawns by Nad Richard Brown. The sun-peaked morning to sleepy Palmyra Hills, proclaiming the promise of this day of days, as the lad arose, slipped on work clothes for another shift of clearing stumps. Had he known before he left the house that morning whom he would meet, he would have worn his Sunday best, shined his shoes. As he resolutely trod the grassy path toward that predetermined spot, he rehearsed what he would do. He would kneel and, pleading, place his heart upon the forest altar. The gray squirrels of the grove, who normally warn of visitors, were hushed as Joseph knelt. The only sound to pierce the stillness, a choir of meadowlarks, trilling an opening hymn. No whirlwinds, no tremors shook the forest floor. No trumps proclaimed his heavenly visitors. Just a silent pillar of light, their chariot of fire. But their message, oh, that message, would thunder through the centuries, light the corners of a darkened world. The grove, the earth, the universe would never be the same. For in that hour celestial, veils were parted. A farm boy became a prophet. A grove became a temple. Heaven and earth became as one. End of the poem, Two Dawns by Nad Richard Brown. Read by Allison Jensen.
This concludes the New Era magazine for November 2005. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Dwayne Case, David Shaw, and Allison Jensen.